here, Mr. President.
Everything all right in your front today?
Well, a good day. Busy day.
Isn't that a good day with the tax bill?
Oh, marvelous.
It'll go through the Senate like
Grant took Richmond.
Yeah.
Sherman through Georgia.
No, we don't say that.
Oh, nothing like that.
Now, that's superb, and your veto message, I just think, is marvelous.
Elliot, awfully hard.
Well, he's a good soldier. I don't think we'll have a problem with him.
Yeah, we checked him out. He didn't like
him. Well, I've known him for almost 20 years, and he's damn good that way. I mean, you fight hard, but once your decision's made, he stays with it. We're going to get a very good play on that from the conservatives.
They ought to get us money.
Well,
don't give us much credit.
Well, they don't. It's their nature, unfortunately. But we really worked them over today, Buchanan and I. And I think that this may be just kind of the spark that we needed. Goldwater gave him a hell of a speech. I don't know whether it was reported to you, but...
That's the National Committee?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
God, he just laid it right on the line. No, I'm sorry, it wasn't the National Committee. He phoned it. He was supposed to be at a testimonial for John Farrell last night. And he couldn't make it because of the weather, so he phoned the speech, but it ran heavily on the wires this morning. Just superb. He just said he had no patience with the conservatives and went through a long dissertation about you and your courage and leadership, and by God, they better get in line or else. He really laid the law down. Said he would have no part of Ashbrook. It's interesting. Ashbrook is really kind of fallen flat because the press have been trying to find one Republican politician who will support him, and they haven't found one. And that may just peter out, plus the fact he's getting a hell of a lot of heat from his colleagues.
Well, that's the thing. It's going to be heat on him.
Well, I have that generated hard. That Bryce Harlow's out there, and he was calling Devine, and
good.
Everybody in Ohio's talking against him.
Yeah.
So that'll help. But Barry really just gave a corking good speech.
Great.
Hugh Scott has done a couple more, as you perhaps know, and then he took off yesterday after the critics
in
Pakistan, India policy.
I don't think our Democratic friends are on a good list there. Do you?
No, I don't. I don't. I think we've got to keep the pressure on the way we're doing it. Scully's got another backgrounder set up for a columnist this weekend, and I think that's important because we have to keep knocking down the Marvin Kelp and the enemies that we have in there. But I think it'll
pass. The final 2 weeks will be over.
You know, it's an amazing thing. I asked for a mail count, a telegram count, to see what we've got. The networks have given us 10 minutes of the lead every night. We had, as of yesterday, something like 80, as of last night, something like 80 communications, either telegrams or letters.
Huh.
Compare that with what was the meaning thing. We had several thousand in the first couple of days. And it just shows you that really the public doesn't care.
Yeah.
And they can watch it night after night, and they can see the banner headlines every day for a week, and there's no impact. It's just one of, I think there would be a hell of an impact if they thought we were on the verge of getting into it. But this way, it's so distant. And damn few people, I'm convinced damn few people read into the fine print that a State Department fellow said this or said that. I really just don't think it counts all that much. There's quite a movement going on for Muskie at the moment.
I saw that, yeah.
CBS gave him.
Yeah, 8 minutes.
They gave him quite a free campaign film last night.
That's all right.
They got Bill raising a little hell with him today just to demand some time and keep him honest. But he seems to be building a little momentum. The poll data shows that. Picking up Tunney, and the press are now sort of giving him a better break. You notice the different columns that you read and the different commentators.
They figure they're going to go with
it. Yes, I think maybe that is it. I think maybe the liberals just kind of figured he's the one guy. The establishment may start rallying around him. I would just assume see him peak this early. I think that he will not be helped by building a big momentum now. Still early. If he started doing it just before the primary, it would be something else. We had some interesting news on the News Twisters book. It, you know, what Bob told you, but
it made the
bestseller, and that's a big lift because that will help the sales. Of course, she was on the Today Show this week. They're now in a large second print, so I think that that's finally kind of taking off on its own, which is good in a way. We had to give it just a little nudge at one point. Worked out very well. We've had a fascinating response to Mrs. Nixon's visit to Sears.
I know, that was big.
The Citizens Committee has had now communications from all the major chain stores, and they're completely run out of material. I guess it's about half the total number of store outlets in the country have now pledged to carry the logo in their advertising with signs in the window. It's been a phenomenal response.
Good.
Mrs. Rockefeller did it yesterday.
Good.
And we've got the front page of the New York Daily News and filled as a carbon copy of Mrs. Nixon's visit. So that's been damn helpful. Business attitudes are good. Mr. President, I still keep getting very healthy reports, and I think the market reflects this.
The market's holding up very well.
It sure is. It withstood a... Well, every day they start out with profit taking. It drops 5 or 6 points, and then before the day is over, it bounces right back up. So I think the confidence factor is coming back in. The reports I get out of the National Committee meetings are good. The feeling is upbeat, just like it was at the Southern Republican Council. Party workers, I talked to two or three today that I've dealt with, and they say that the mood is excellent, feelings are good, people feel good about the way things are around the country and about how we stand vis-a-vis the Democrats.
I think on the monthly thing, I think Tunney has really moved, done this, but it's expensive. And also give Kennedy a shelter. Kennedy doesn't want to get out this early.
No, he got out much too early. That's the problem. He got out a month ago. He was way out front, and it was evident the polls that it was hurting him. And I think he's shrewd enough to know that. All the inside reports I get is that Kennedy is just as much a candidate, is very much a candidate.
Still a candidate. That's important.
Well, I get that from all sorts of people who were close to him. Some of his old crowd in Massachusetts who talked to friends of mine. Ed Brook tells me that. I've had no let up in those kind of reports that flow in. And it may be with Tony that he's decided that's a damn good cover to let him.
I kind of think that's what it is.
Well, it's interesting how the thing goes in cycles, right? It's amused the way that the media has all of a sudden begun to pick this up in the last week. They're all talking about Muskie's momentum. I think it's really for him to...
Well, the media must be Muskie.
You know, that's great as long as they spread it around. I think keeping them at each other is great. We've had a few things that we can sort of keep in the works that I think will help in that regard. Got a very good result out of your pension plan yesterday. That's
a good plan.
I get an excellent plan. And we had in all of the groups that are affected, labor groups, the business groups, the doctors, the lawyers, the ABA, some of the public interest groups. Had them all in for briefing for the last 2 days. Reactions to that have just been sensational. That may be a much bigger issue than appears on the surface, because you know you're talking
about an issue that will grow over the period of time.
Well, it's a pocketbook issue. You know, it's something that people, it's very meaningful to people that they have a means of providing for their own retirement.
It should be great for the
Well, we've decided that we want to do some work with the mutual funds and insurance companies.
They ought to go out now and start selling. Sell that town.
That's right. And promote this, promote the legislation, and put the Nixon stamp on it. The beauty of this is, you know, that plans like this have been kicking around for a dark age. Nobody really gets a great deal of the political identification that you now have, so that almost anything that Javits or anybody else now decides to come up with, it's going to be the next convention. I really think that is a great, that property taxes are two areas where we really will be able to score in the constituency we need to. We'll keep the heat on the conservatives, but see if you
talk to Hitman.
I made the call just last night, and I returned his call, actually, precisely along the lines that we discussed. I just told him to sit tight until he was coming. And he was very appreciative, Josh. He also said he wanted to sit down with me and discuss next year, which we've done a few times. I think that's one area where we're just in very solid. I also think we're in great shape with the building trades. We got over that little hurdle this week of their confrontation with the pay board. What's coming out of that
is good.
Damn right. But what's coming out of it is very significant. The building trade leaders are more positive to us right now than I think they were before the meeting confrontation. They're very happy with the arrangement they have. I think we're going to start, you know, the Teamsters in the building trade, they're very close, as you know, they're interwoven membership-wise. And you're talking about 5.5 million people between the Teamsters and the building trade. And I think that's very, very fertile ground for us to live with. If we play our cards right over the next 6 or 7 months, that we will end up with a lot more support in that group than people expect us to get. Hell of a lot.
Well,
oh, hell yeah. Either talk to the individuals or study the poll data. And Muskie does not stand well with them. The only fellow who does is Scoop Jack. No, he really isn't. Just not bad. I think that's going to be his make or break, but I just don't think he'll live. Just don't think he'll be able to pull it off. I think Humphrey is gaining. I think Humphrey is the biggest threat immediately that Muskie has. He's gaining in the polls, and gaining in money, and he may have the effect of pushing Muskie towards the left. We have a little bomb that we're dropping on the government this weekend, which he's been using Senate stationery to send out campaign contribution solicitations. We kind of planted a little thing that will come off over the weekend that I think will be very helpful. I'd kind of like at the moment, and I told this to Lou Harris, who wants to release if I wanted him to, a poll that shows McGovern is dropping it aside. I said, fine, because as he weakens, Muskie, I think, will start to step in. I think that pushes Muskie to the left. And I think it's a plus, really, if Humphrey comes in and tries to take the center, as he will, to keep Leibovitz. And I think that will tend to get Muskie over to the left side. Where, from a public standpoint, I'd sure like to do more to
getting what he may. It would be smart to stay in the center.
Well, he's played that fairly cleverly so far. You asked me last week to get something out on the where the kids go to school.
Oh, yeah.
Kennedy and Muskie, we got a hell of a good cartoon out, and a good story of Monday, which was picked up, and shows Muskie and Kennedy walking side by side at a private school, with a caption, "You can't understand why everybody's so excited about busing. We bus our children to private schools and never have any trouble." And that we're getting around the country, as I said. I was wrong when I told you that Muskie didn't have any private schools. He said Kennedy, of course, had them all in private schools. I have my latest Sinlinger daughter, and he's got a report this week has a big sort of headline and black banner type, "All forecast confidence components continue to move up." He's got a very, one of his best, in fact, one of the best reports he's had out since August 15th came this week. Number is now almost up to 120, almost just touching 129, which is his high for some period of time. So and I think that feeling is being reflected. Maybe I'm deluding myself, but as I read the sort of the columns on the economy, there's a lot less of the feeling of uncertainty, and there's a lot more of the emphasis on some of the positive stuff that there is.
What does Alex Harris believe on that?
He thinks Muskie's slightly ahead. He still thinks Teddy wants the option of running, and he's now not quite so sure. He thinks that he believes that if Muskie does not pull any major gas, that he's got a lot of that he will have enough momentum after the first couple of primaries that then Kennedy may have no option. And I think he thinks Muskie is. He told me, as a matter of fact, poll next week is going to show that Muskie is now nosing out Kennedy, which will be the opposite of Gallup's finding. Although they're neck and neck.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for his latest one.
Yeah.
But he thinks Muskie is moving hard.
Well, we'll hope that far out.
Well, that's the major consideration. Just keep them at each other's throats. That's going to happen, but you know there's too much power brokering going on within the Democratic Party, and they're just not going to unite that early behind him unless he really sweeps.
Mills is moved.
Yeah, well, I think he was boxed last week. I think we had him as the press has been playing it. I think they've been playing it quite accurately. We had him right in the middle. He went back on his word. But he had no choice. I just think he was squeezed. I think it's ended him as far as whatever serious thought he has as a presidential candidate. I frankly think he hasn't, but, you know, not even sure he's
got the O'Brien.
Oh, my God, are they mad? The stories that are coming out,
they're really furious.
They really felt that they could double-cross, that they could hold your feet to the fire, and they couldn't. When Mills caved, whether they were madder at us or at Mills, but they really felt that they'd lost a bundle of debt. I guess they were really counting on us. Count Evans and Novak yet, I think I know it's accurate, because we helped feed some of that stuff. So they met last summer. They had a secret meeting. They plotted out the strategy completely. They decided to use the tax bill as a vehicle. Knowing that you wouldn't, feeling that you wouldn't be able to.
Sure.
And then you just, as Time and Newsweek pointed out, you just took them on without blinking and they backed them. But I'm sure O'Brien is figuring this was money in the bank. Here's the Harris poll. Muskie has snapped back from his decline and the way it started. And then he has the figures. He's got, among Democrats, he now has Muskie at 22%. That's the first choice of Democrats. That's up from 19 in September. He has has Kennedy now at 25.
Still ahead.
Among Democrats.
Yeah.
And, I'm sorry, a total population. Muskie is 1 point ahead of Kennedy.
Yeah.
Among Democrats, that's right, he agrees with Gallup. Kennedy's 25, down one from September. But Humphrey is up now at 15 among Democrats and 14 publicly. That's about reasonable. But that's kind of interesting, too, when you look at it, that he's only got 22% of the
Yeah.
Let's take a big point of it.
It sure is a smattering, but they are
having only 22% of it. Yeah, that's right. That's pretty small. Now, the rest of it is scattered. It's from 315, 29, Lindsey picked up, governed by among Democrats. McCarthy 3, Jackson 2.
Well, Jackson
for sure. No. It never should have. It gained a little bit with the general public. 2-4, but among Democrats, he was 2.
No.
He just lacks something. He really doesn't. He does not come across as a serious candidate for president. I just don't think he looks. I guess he just doesn't look the part. He just doesn't impress people as someone they could see as president. That's the one thing that Muskie has going for him. Is that Lincoln has.
Yeah, the appearance.
The appearance. But Kennedy has. But when you look at Muskie, there really isn't much else. He's got that kind of mannerism. All that Jackson does.
Well,
I haven't anything further on Meany's condition, except what we
followed you.
I don't know whether at some point now, it's pretty clear that he's ill, that you would want to think about doing something.
Well,
maybe when he's out of the hospital. I told Lovestone yesterday that you had asked about it constantly. And, obviously, we're very concerned. No matter how difficult things have been, the president always respected the fact that he has put the country first in foreign policy. Really, that message will get back on.
Yeah.
I'm confident of that. Looks like we may get Rehnquist tomorrow with it.
Are they going to have a, you think, the folks are going to work?
I don't know. I think that the best reason that it will is that they all are anxious as hell up there to get out. That may be that might be enough to get it across. I'm sure he's all right. He hasn't lost any votes that I didn't figure he would. He lost Javits today. But
Javits came out of New York?
Yes, sir. No, he doesn't. But he's Javits is a grandstander, you know. And he waited until the last moment and did it with typical Javits grammar. Proxmire came out for him, which is a surprise. I think the count is about what we've talked about. I don't think there are any surprises. Hudson did a very good job for us today up in the Congress. He really hit him hard on not having passed the emergency strike legislation. He laid the blame for the problems the farmers have on the Congress, and said that we may be back on Christmas Day asking for legislation to end the strike, but they could have avoided in the first place if they passed the legislation that you recommended earlier this year. We stiffened his back, and he really went up there and did a hell of a job. We'll have both butts, and I just keep hitting at that one. I think that's the farm bill. It's very important. He started out just in great shape. Just in marvelous shape. Back on Kennedy for a moment. I'm sure sure it'll be in tomorrow's news, I mean, but apparently the latest communication to the British caused a hell of an uproar in England. The British House of Commons erupted in, reading from the wire, erupted in shouts of rage over Kennedy's remarks. And apparently some members of the Parliament got up and talked about Chappaquiddick, and some of the Labour members were protesting and booing the gutter politics. He had to step into it. God, he has an incredible way of...
But he's a field member than Irish.
Yeah, he is. And to the old hardcore Irish, that's right, that's it. But we'll take all of those away from him with the parochial schools question. I'm convinced there's a lot more politically there than he can gain by this kind of thing. I'm sure of it. We follow the Catholic press, the Catholic media, the Catholic standards, the various journals that go out to the Archdiocese. They really had been building up a marvelous campaign for it. But very positive stuff about the work we've been doing and trying to help the schools. Walton's statement, the Kroll, who of course is now the head of the Council of Bishops, has written some fine stuff. I think that's another area where I know if we keep on the track we're on, that we're going to pick up some strength that we didn't have in 68. Certainly didn't have in 68. I just think that's going to be a very big swing area. And we have the right things going for us.
Okay.
Well, we have a good program laid out for when they're up for them to keep ourselves dominating the news. We've been working on that this week, and I think once we get them out of town, of course, it's a good point. We'll be good to get them out of town.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.